October 18. The truth of God refines the taste. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. 1 Corinthians 13:4-5, Revised Standard Version. The truth of God is designed to elevate the receiver, to refine his taste, and to sanctify his judgment. The character of the Christian should be holy, his manners comely, his words without guile. There should be a continual effort to imitate the society he hopes soon to join, that of angels who have never fallen by sin. No man can be a Christian without having the Spirit of Christ, and if he has the Spirit of Christ, it will be manifested in kind words and a refined, courteous deportment. External change will testify to an internal change. The truth is the sanctifier, the refiner. Received into the heart, it works with hidden power, transforming the character. But those who profess to be followers of Christ and are at the same time rough, unkind, and uncourteous in words and deportment have not learned of Jesus. A blustering, overbearing, fault-finding man is not a Christian, for to be a Christian is to be Christ-like. Very many who are seeking for happiness will be disappointed in their hopes, because they seek it amiss and are indulging in sinful tempers and selfish feelings. By neglecting to discharge the little duties and observe the little courtesies of life, they violate the principles on which happiness depends. True happiness is not to be found in self-gratification, but in the path of duty. God desires man to be happy, and for this reason he gave him the precepts of his law, that in obeying these he might have joy at home and abroad. While he stands in his moral integrity, true to principle, and having the control of all his powers, he cannot be miserable. With its tendrils twined about God, the heart will be full of peace and joy, and the soul will flourish amid unbelief and depravity. Kind words, pleasant looks, a cheerful countenance throw a charm around the Christian that makes his influence almost irresistible. It is the religion of Christ in the heart that causes the words to be gentle and the demeanor winning even to those in the humblest walks of life. In forgetfulness of self, in the light and peace and happiness he is constantly bestowing on others is seen the true dignity of the man. This is a way to gain respect and extend the sphere of influence which costs but little, and the one who pursues this course will not complain that he does not receive the honor that is his due. But Bible rules must be written on the heart. Bible rules must be carried into the everyday life. Signs of the Times, November 11, 1886.